Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. He's a wonder in my soul. I just love him on today because he's done so much for me, and I know he will continue to bless because he is truly in the blessing business. I am just so excited today about today's program. I'm just excited to be alive today. Amen. There's just so much happening in our world, but if you're on the Lord's side, be of good courage. Our pastor preached it on Sunday because Jesus have overcome the world. Amen. And as we heard the word of God at New Creation Church in Elizabeth, we was reminded that be of good courage by Jesus because he has overcome anything that this world can do to us. So I thank God for salvation today. I thank God for being saved. And we are still working out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Good to hear from you, baby. Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you say baby? Amen.
Yeah, I think that's clean. That's rated PG. That ain't even PG-13, but that's rated PG.
And I even had a note on the sink today when I went into the bathroom this morning after I got out of the bed. I was like, wow, a note. I haven't seen a note in a long time. So thank you for that wonderful note this morning.
Amen, amen. And it's just, you know, and I hate sometimes we get so caught up in the business of the day, you know. I'm off to work at, you know, early in the morning, and God did put you on my heart this morning. But it is good to hear your voice in the natural as well as we do this broadcast. I am so blessed because it is the season of giving, amen? And
yes.
We think about our Lord and Savior during this time, the birth of Jesus Christ. Our prophecy has been fulfilled, and I just thank God that prophecy will continue to be fulfilled until we're caught up to meet him in the air, amen? Because we have a greater place than this earth that we live in now that awaits those of us who really believe with our hearts and our minds that Jesus was the Son of the living God, amen, and he came that we might have life and have that life more abundantly, that whomever shall believe in his name shall never perish, but shall enjoy eternity with him and God the Father and the Holy Spirit. But Pastor Rebecca, something's on my heart today. I just want to read this scripture, Luke. We all know it well, Luke chapter 6, beginning at that 38th verse, amen. It says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. Amen. Given and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over to the overflow. Amen. I like the way the King James put it. And it is a season of giving. The Bible reminds us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. So as we are in this season and we look to God for so much, I want to do kind of a turnaround today and say, Lord, what do you need from me today? You know, he told me to turn off my radio on my way to work. Normally I listen to a preacher or I listen to Christian radio or I get caught up on the news. And before I pulled out of my driveway, God said, turn it all off. And
wow.
I said, my God. Oh, Lord, it's been a while since he told me that with such force. But I had such a good time. It takes me about a half hour to get to work. And I had such a good time with the Lord, just praying and thinking of songs and spiritual hymns and just having a good time with Jesus. And, you know, we just need to enjoy the simplicity of life sometimes, Pastor Rebecca. We go after our goals and we are ambitious and we have this drive for success. But sometimes it is so simple. The joy of the Lord. And
yes.
Before we make things even more complicated, sometimes we need to just step back from it all and pause and just go into his presence. Get into his presence. Feel the power of the Holy Ghost that is with you always.
Yes.
And sometimes, you and I were talking about that this week, you know, and I said to you that sometimes Christians at large seem like they're powerless. And we should be the most powerful people on the face of the planet.
Yes.
Because that same power that resurrected our Lord and Savior Jesus from the grave, from the dead, we have that same resurrected power working within our being.
Amen.
So it's just a blessing that we can offer God something today, not just be on the receiving end, because he's going to continue. He said, I'll continue to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. My sons and daughters will prophesy. My young men and old men will dream dreams. He's going to continue to pour out his blessing. But what can we offer? Can we offer up a sacrifice of praise? Can we offer a true worship, those who will worship him in spirit and in truth? Can we give him our best life now? And I just believe that God dealt with me this morning saying, I just want you to give me your best.
Yeah.
Offer up something to me. You've been growing this church, and you have this ministry now, and you're trying to bless people, and you're trying to pastor. But John 15 says, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. And he says, apart from him, you can do nothing anyway. And I'm just so blessed that he reminded me today that it's all about Jesus.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
All about Jesus. And, you know, in the news, I was thinking about the Giant player. For those of you who don't know, we're in the New Jersey area, and go Giants. Yes, they are still the reigning Super Bowl champions. But if you're a sports fan or if you're not a sports fan, it's been in the news with Plaxico Burress, one of the great wide receivers in the NFL, accidentally shot himself at a nightclub. And I heard Mayor Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, said that they're not going to make an exception because of his celebrity status. And I said, Lord, you know, just help me and help others to make good decisions on a daily basis. To just make good decisions on a daily basis. We, I think, take so much for granted, and I thank God that the Holy Spirit leads us as Christians, Pastor Rebecca, because, you know, we don't know what we're capable of doing outside of God. So I just thank God that we can yield to the Holy Spirit and don't grieve it and let it lead our lives. And he told me to pray for that young man because I think there comes a time in every life where God gives us a second, third, and fourth chance or as many as we need to get it right and turn back to him. So I did pray for him, and I do feel, you know, for all the sometimes bad news we see in our day. But we as Christians need to be in the forefront, showing the world that God and Jesus truly is the best way.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, it's just so powerful what you're saying because we go through a lot as Christians. You know, if the truth were to be told, we go through a lot as Christians. As you know, I preached on Sunday about this, the fact that Jesus told us. He told us that in this world we would have tribulation. We would have trouble. We would have pressure. And I believe that a lot of Christians today are experiencing that pressure. And I thank God for Jesus, the fact that we have the Comforter, that we have the Holy Spirit, that we are able to know that it's not anything that can come upon us, that God has not already given us the power to come out from under that thing. So no weapon formed against us really can prosper. And I believe that even during this time, as you talked about the giant player, and I don't believe that he's a child of God, I don't mean to say a child of God, but I don't believe that he is a believer in Christ, you know, walking with God to the point where he has totally submitted his life to God, because if he were, he would not have been in that nightclub with the gun in his pocket. So we're not here to judge the world, but we are here, like you said, Pastor Emily, to give the world an example of life and life more abundantly. Even if we have money problems, and, you know, I pray for that young man that he would get peace in his mind, that he would get wisdom and vision for his life. Because when we are Christians, when we are walking with God, God, Jesus clearly told us that he would send us the Counselor, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who would lead us into all understanding. And that understanding, I believe, Pastor Anthony, that part of that understanding is the grace to believe that God will provide.
Amen.
That God will take care of us. That God won't leave us, that God won't forsake us, that God will take care of our everyday needs. So I believe, and I'm in a position in my life with you, honey, where I'm believing that God is who he said he is and that God is going to do, and not only is going to do, but is in the process of doing what he said he would do. I believe that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent and change his mind. So I today, and I know that there are many in the chat room today who are standing with us, Pastor Anthony, and saying that we're standing on the promises of God. We're believing God at his word. We're not going to be taken out by tribulation or persecution, but we're going to continue to stand in faith. And that's what we need for this day and this hour when so much is going on in the economy, when so much is going on in the world, even though we have good news and history being made, all of that stuff is going on. But even in the midst of that, the people of God, the children of God, are still going through tribulation. So I just thank God for the word of God that tells us that Jesus said, I'm telling you these things so that in me you might have peace. So that even as you're going through, even as we're going through, we don't lose our mind, you know. We don't lose our minds. We don't lose our salvation. We don't lose our joy. We don't lose our peace. And we don't lose our praise.
Amen. You think about David, and you know, when the enemy came into the camp and took their wives, took their children, took their livestock, took all, you know, their possessions. And you think about Job, where, you know, God tempted the devil to take everything from Job. And sometimes, because we lose stuff in a certain season, you know, we either want to walk away from God or we want to be mad at God for a season. And God is good all the time. Glory.
And all the time,
God is good. You know, I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. It's so repetitive, but I want to remind myself. You know, it says right there in Psalms 118, David says, "This is the day that the Lord has made." We say it a lot in our church, and we sing it a lot. And he says, I will rejoice and be glad in it. While some see a recession, we need to see opportunity. While some see despair, we need to see the Lord. While some see hopelessness, we need to keep our eyes fixed on hope. Amen?
Yeah.
Because as the Christian, as a believer, we truly must walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith and faith alone. And that faith is found in the God that we serve, not faith in our own ability, not faith in self, but faith in the God that we serve. It says, how much more will he give us than the natural father who would give his own child bread? You know, you wouldn't give him a serpent or a snake. You give him what he wants. And then some. So God wants us to have that life and that life more abundantly. He wants to surely give us things that will make our heart merry. But we need to recognize there's a time and a season for everything. And God keeps reminding that. Even as I read scriptures and I look at the life of Mary and Zachariah and Sarah and Abraham, and it gives us a whole list right there in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Those who walked in faith, those who believed in the promise, those who remembered the cloud of witnesses that went before them and believed until the very end.
Yes.
And Pastor Rebecca, you know, part of our mission statement is that we are to equip people, and this is part of what we do at New Creation Church, that you will no longer be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine.
Amen.
We jump on everything that, you know, kind of comes down the pike, and God is saying, no, stay true to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that's the foundation that we need to stand on in this hour. Because as we cross over into 2009, all the economists, all the experts are saying things are going to get worse before they get better. So we need to buckle in and buckle into our churches, buckle into the Word of God, find ourselves on our knees, and just believe in God that we shall not be moved.
Amen. And when you're not on your knees, after all of that is said and done, you know, keep praising the Lord and keep asking God for wisdom. And once we receive the wisdom from God, we have to move forward and act on that wisdom. Amen. So God has given us all that we need. You have everything that you need. I have everything that I need to make it in this world. And I just thank God for the power that dwells on the inside of each and every one of us. Pastor Anthony, we have a call. I don't know if they're calling to listen or if they're calling to have a comment or question, so we're going to put them on the air. Area code 919, you're on the air. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastors.
Hello, Pastor Rebecca. This is Janine. I'm just listening in.
Amen. God bless you, Janine. So you don't have a comment at this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay, God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. Amen. And Pastor Anthony, it's just so important that we just reinforce what God is saying during this season. If you turn on your news, if you open your newspaper, if you listen to the radio, everything is negative. Everything is going down, 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 down. And what we have to do is remember that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. And that the things in this world, although they pertain to us, although they affect us and impact us, they do not dictate to the lifestyle that God wants us to have. And we have to realize that there will be hard times. See, I believe that not enough preachers are telling people that there will be hard times. I mean, it's not a gospel of suffering. It's not a gospel of suffering, but it's a gospel that says that your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tested. You will be tried in the fire, and you will be tested. And the reason that you will be tested is because God is molding you and shaping you into the new creation that you became when you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He's getting all of the bad stuff out. See, when you're being persecuted, when you're going through tribulation, that word in the Greek, one of the definitions for tribulation is oppressing together. Another definition is pressure. And when you're going through pressure in life, it's a couple things that could happen. Either the pressure is going to make you weak and quit. It's going to make you weak and then you get to the point of quitting. Or that pressure is going to make you stronger. And that pressure is going to make you steadfast. So it's either going to make you see how weak you are or believe that you're weak because it's a lie. You're not weak. In Christ, you are strong. But pressure is either going to make you believe that you're weak and then make you quit, or is going to make you stronger and give you a sense of steadfastness. So this is what you have to know. With this knowledge, when you receive the knowledge that pressure comes to do one of those two things, is it going to build you or break you? In other words, it's going to build you or break you. And now you have to make up your mind. You have to make the decision. All of you who are listening to the archives, people who are in the chat room, I just want to challenge you to make the decision that you're going to be strong and steadfast. Amen. That on Christ the solid rock you stand, and all of the ground is sinking sand, and no matter what's going on around you, that the storms may come, the winds may blow, but you are not going to go under, but you're going to continue to go forward with God.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor Rebecca, it's a kingdom mindset. It really is a kingdom mindset, this mind being us, which was also in Christ Jesus. James says a double-minded man and woman is unstable in all of his ways. And I used to look at that and say, that's kind of extreme. But, you know, when we make up our minds, that is a powerful thing. And when you make up your mind to serve God, no matter what the circumstance is, oftentimes we as believers make allow our circumstance and our situation to be the voice that dictate our actions. We allow our emotions and our feelings and our moods to dictate our decision-making. But God is saying, no, allow my power, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Spirit, to lead you into all truth. And sometimes I've seen this even in marriage. You know, you and I have counseled couples, and we've seen, you know, couples go through, whether it was financially or whether it was through intimacy in their relationship or lack of communication or whatever the case may be that brings trouble into a marriage. And instead of the two walking together, you know, the Bible says two walk together, lest they agree. How can two walk together, lest they agree? And lest those two come together as husband and wife, put their head and their resources together and come up with some sound solutions to their woes. Instead of doing that, many a couple buckle in under the pressure that you're talking about, and it's only a test. And they start arguing with each other, and they have this unresolved in their marriage, and God is allowing them to go through a test that will strengthen their marriage, not destroy it. And the same with the individual. There are tests that will come our way, and God knows what we can bear. And he knows what's on the inside of you. But he's trying to get you to see that. He's trying to get you to see the power that you operate in. Because, we were talking, and I was talking, I think it was to our church, and I was saying that God has given us, and I'm making it singular, us as individuals, the power to change our entire family bloodline. He has laid that on your shoulders because he know you can carry it. Many of us come from dysfunction. I mean, divorce, poverty, lack. And God is trying to turn all of that through you. So you must allow God to operate through you and allow God to work his perfect will. Don't try to figure God out because it will remain a mystery. But trust, as you just talked about, that belief system that we must develop. You got to believe this thing and walk in it and trust God with your whole heart.
Yeah, and Pastor Anthony, I tell you, a lot of people are right there. You know, that's why I know we're talking about this, because we don't plan what we're going to talk about before we come in. I know that a lot of people are right there. I'm sensing in my spirit that a lot of people are right there in that faith walk where they are trusting God, you know, and no matter how hard it gets and how difficult it gets, like you were saying, baby, we just have to make up our mind to trust him. And I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. We have Wheelock in the chat room. Also, Peace in their pod, Sister Janice. Mariposa Mukti is with us. Also, we have Brother Chill Will. Brother Will is with us. Amen. He was our guest on last week and gave a powerful testimony. If you missed it, you want to go back and listen to the archives. Also, Mrs. D. Neal is with us in the chat room, and Connie is listening with hubby. They are having lunch together, so we want to give a shout-out to Connie and her hubby, who are listening but not very active in the chat room. Hey, Connie and hubby, we want to say God bless you, and may the Lord bless your marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. We normally like to talk to you if you want to call in. It's not just about Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca talking. We're not just talking. We're here to encourage you. We're here to exhort you and to admonish you to keep on keeping on, that no matter how hard it looks, nothing is impossible with God. Amen. You hear that, Brother Will? Nothing is impossible with God. You hear that, Dana? Nothing is impossible with God. So we want you to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. And you can call in and talk to us. Amen. Amen. How's the sound out there? I'm on a new sound system. I know I sound like I'm yelling, but I'm trying out a new system here. I actually have the, what is this thing? Oh, I'm going to do an advertisement. I have the Magic Jack. Magic Jack. If you haven't heard of Magic Jack and your phone bill is too high, I want to encourage you to go over to magicjack.com. And take a look at this phone. You will do away with your phone bill, and you will be able to make calls through your computer for only about $50. Only about $20 a year. And they're not paying me to do this, but I want to tell all of my friends that I am speaking on the phone through my computer without a phone jack. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. And it's only $20 a year. You'll pay about $30 to get set up. But for $50 and no more phone bill for the rest of the year, you can't beat it. So I just doing that commercial with Pastor Anthony. They said I'm coming through loud and clear.
Amen. I hope Magic Jack, I hope the check is in the mail. You know how much airtime costs for a commercial? Amen. Amen. But praise God, you know, I've been hearing, and it was a blessing because, you know, we are so reminded to stay on that, you know, that epitome of believing God for whatever we're believing God for. But, I've heard a few preachers and pastors, and I was blessed to hear it, to actually say, you know, just to be frugal and to use wisdom in your spending. Traveling this week to North Carolina. And it's just so awesome, as you just said, that we're looking at our household expenses and other things. And it is a season sometimes to go without or to cut back or to just really buckle down financially and make things happen so, you know, we can just weather this storm. And God will give you godly wisdom. The Bible reminds us that he or she who lacks wisdom ask, and God who freely gives wisdom will give you that wisdom. It says the fool is the one that don't ask for wisdom. And that's why I love this prayer cast. As you said, I was asking you, you know, what are we going to talk about today? And you said we're just going to kind of flow. And I was so thrilled with that, because we are in a world where so many people have so many answers. And if we're not careful, we'll miss God in everything. God has the answer that is right there for us in our time of need. And that's why this broadcast is so powerful and important, because I get encouraged, as you just said, it's like electricity flowing both ways. We have a regular listenership, and we thank God for you all who tune in on a regular basis. But this broadcast is God ordained and God breathed, because we realize that as we are out here, you are out there doing your, you know, purpose for God. And God is going to honor you in the due season if you faint not. So be encouraged on today, because we're never going to have enough encouragement. My wife and I thank God we have each other. But, again, I go to the throne of grace. Sometimes my wife don't have that encouragement for me.
Sometimes
her words.
You're
going to chime in, but what happened?
Pastor Anthony, I'm glad you said that. Because there are some married people that listen in, and they might think everything's always coming up roses in our marriage, but sometimes we don't understand each other. You're right.
Amen. Amen. They probably said that couple, and they never argue. They always on point. Oh, no. We have our differences, but we serve the same God.
And Pastor Anthony, sometimes he doesn't even, as much as I like to talk, he doesn't let me get in the word in edgewise. And this man, he gets on fire, and he begins to talk, and all I have to do is listen. So I'll sit back and listen, because it's a good thing to get a man to talk, women. You know, when you can get your husband to begin to start communicating, the best thing to do is to be quiet and let him talk. And I do that with my husband, even though sometimes I don't think he's understanding me, and he doesn't think I'm understanding him. But the important thing is that we're listening to each other and we're trying to understand each other. So that's our marriage tip for today. Let each other talk and hear each other out. And because we're both talkers, it's hard for us to sit back and not say anything, because we're already thinking about what we want to say next. And that's called mental chatter. So the best thing to do when mental chatter comes in is to command yourself to be still and hear what the other person is saying, no matter what kind of conversation you're having, even with your children or with your colleagues or with your employer or employees or clients. Just be quiet and listen. Sometimes if we listen, we'll hear what the other person is saying, and more importantly, with God. God, like he told you, Pastor Anthony today, God told you to shut it off. Cut everything off, be still, and listen, and pay attention to him, and get into fellowship with him. And I think that's awesome, and it's an awesome example of how we can do our marriages.
Amen. It's so important, because in a marriage, you're supposed to evolve. That marriage is supposed to progress and get stronger each day. And as you go through your trials and go through raising the children, you go through the career changes, that marriage should be getting stronger and progressing. And, you know, a 3-4 code is not easily broken, meaning, you know, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is the third will of that marriage. And it is a wonderful thing, because, as you just said, naturally, I've always been sort of a talker, but I've, over the last years or so, tried to become a better listener. And I learned that through, you know, the counseling that we went through and the certifications that we received in counseling. That for the most part, when we listen to our spouse, we listen to our children, we listen to people, and not always running with the answer or running trying to rescue, it is a more effective way of ministering to each other.
Yes. Amen. And we have a caller, area code 347 is calling in, and you're on the air. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony.
Amen. God bless you.
Evangelist?
Hello?
Evangelist Luciano?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God bless you. You snuck in on me. I didn't see you in the chat room.
I was having a problem logging on.
Oh, okay. Well, how are you doing today, man of God?
A little bit under the weather, but all is all right, thank God.
My God. Now, you've been under the weather for a couple of weeks, sir.
Yeah. I just got to take myself much better, but it just because I went to the doctor. They told me it was a virus in the air, and it's amazing that a lot of sick Christians are being sick, but really worse than I am, and we need to pray for the saints, because you know the enemy's attacking. I mean, big time. My pastor, she was admitted to the hospital because of bronchitis. And, you know, we need to pray for the saints of God, that God will give us, you know, speed recovery.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And amen. That is a powerful thing. And you know, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by and through his stripes, we are healed. And evangelist, you're so right. We're reminded in the Psalms that he sent his word and they were healed. We have a member of our congregation that has been in the hospital for a couple of months, and things for a while wasn't looking good. But as I visited her on last week, it was a dramatic turnaround for the better. So prayer really does work, and her strength is coming back. The color in her skin is coming back, and her voice was strong, and she was praising God from the hospital bed. So it's one of those things where we pray every Tuesday at our church. Our church membership has been praying, her family has been praying, and we've been interceding, and she's been praying for herself. So you're absolutely right. The prayers of the righteous really does avail as much.
Amen.
So we're going to pray for you. I did not know you were ill, but we are going to pray for you as well, because
yeah.
Prayer is a powerful tool that God has given us.
I mean, it got worse like last week again. Here in the city, you know, as you guys are from Jersey, I think you get much colder weather than we do down here in the city. But here is like it's sometimes cold, sometimes hot, and the climate is always changing. And I'm taking my vitamins, saying my prayers, you know.
Amen.
And believing God for great things, because today, you know, the Lord just moved me to do a program. Even my voice is like off and on, but I desire to do this program because I've been, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, I've been through, I mean, not bad stuff, but I see things that I thought I would never see in my life as a believer. Real quickly, a testimony. I went to take a haircut here in the city, the Bronx, and near Yankee Stadium, the little small barbershop. I went in there desperate to take a haircut, but went in, believe it or not, everybody in that place was drinking.
Wow.
So
in the barbershop?
In the barbershop and cutting people hair.
Wow.
So, you know, so I mean, I could deal with that because I've been that in that type of atmosphere, so you know, that's a good place to witness. But what made it worse, there was talk about God and drinking. And one of the gentlemen that was there had a can in the bag. So I thought it was a can of soda because he picked up the Bible and started talking about hell and everything. And I'm saying, wow, it's a Christian here? So I was shocked, all these people. But then to my knowledge, what he had in the can was a 40 of a beer.
Wow.
In that bag. And he talked about hell, damnation. By listening to him, he was once a pastor, minister, or a believer that he just departed from the way. And that really did me hurt in my heart. But what made it worse, he spoke in tongues.
Mm.
Which I mean, it was like, I now know almost like when Jesus was with, among the Pharisees, that they knew the word, they knew the commandment of God, but they did not obey it, and they changed it to please their own benefit. And I got up, I said, sir, to the owner and everybody, I said, excuse me, not to disrespect, this is not my place, but you're speaking of something that I live for, that I would die for, and I refuse for you to take that Bible in your hand in that condition and tell people these things and that you yourself know that you're more guilty than everybody here, and you don't have no kind of remorse, you don't have any guilty, you don't have a conscience. And I took his Bible out of his hand, and I walked out of the barbershop. That's how upset I was. They were just stood there shocked. And you know, and that's how upset I was. And not angry at them, but angry at the devil that had blinded these men. And this time that Christ could come at any time, you know. And it just confirmed what the Bible says, that the falling away of those that once knew the truth, you know. And it's sad to see that, and it really, really hit my heart a lot. You know, I started crying as I was walking.
Yeah.
I said, I can't believe it. I can't believe that people don't have a conscience. Even sinners have more respect than that.
Amen. It's, you know, as you just were saying, you know, as you were talking, I remember, you know, the scripture that says Jesus will tell many to get away from me when they say, Lord, Lord, I did all this in your name, and he's going to say, I never knew you. It's one of those things where you got to pray for believers all across this globe, because Paul reminds Timothy that many a Christian will go for itchy ear type preaching and rebel against the truth and true doctrine. So we are living in the last days, and it is a time where you see things that grieve your spirit. So I just thank God that you still have that fire for God, and, you know, that you take the gospel seriously, where some people want to play church and play with it. And that's why I was so blessed by Chill Will testimony on last week. You know, this brother got delivered from crack addiction, and only the power of God, which he gives it credit, took that drug away from him. He has no desire at all for it, where so many are still in a crack house, and that crack is an idol or God to them and master in their lives. This young man gives God all the glory because he called on the name of Jesus, and Jesus saved him.
Amen.
And he still has the power to save that young man in that barbershop who was drinking and sort of playing with the gospel. And the Bible says that it would be best for us not to know the gospel than to hear it and not do it. So I just pray for that, Barbara, and those who, like you said, took part in that. And I'm just so glad that it did grieve your spirit to the place where you wanted to take action. And that's the kind of Christians we need in our world today.
Amen.
And that's a tricky situation, evangelist. And I just want to welcome everybody else who's come into the chat room and let you know that the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Because I was praying as you were telling me of what was going on in the barbershop. That's a very tricky situation right there. Like you said, you were mad, not at the brother, but you were mad, angry at the devil, amen, because, it seems like the devil had him at a crossroads. And earlier in the broadcast, we were talking about pressure, where Jesus told the disciples that they were going to have tribulation in this world. He said, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And the thing about it is that tribulation is a pressure, and sometimes pressure will make you go back. It will make you revert to old behavior. Now, I look at it from a different perspective, because I know too many people who are Christians, who are believers, and they're struggling with their walk. You know, they're struggling, and they're going they're transitioning from the things of the flesh and the things of the world into the things of the kingdom. So as we know, as we even talk right now, there are many people that are Christians that are not to the point of us. We're pastors, we're evangelists, but they haven't gotten to the point where they have totally been able to put away the things of this world, and they're still working out their salvation with fear and trembling. Not to water down the gospel or to make it seem like, you know, it's okay to be in sin and still read your Bible, but the thing about it is, I believe that God would rather have somebody who's still seeking, who's still searching, who's still trying to get out of sin, you know, out of drinking and drugging and fornicating and lusting and all of that stuff, as long as they keep coming to God. See, I believe that if we keep coming to God, the Bible tells us to resist the devil and draw near to God. So even though the brother, and the, you know, the, like I said, you can look at this a couple ways, but even though the brother had beer or wine or liquor in his cup, just think of the fact that he had a Bible in his hand, and he was bringing forth God's word, which is spirit and life. And God will use anybody to quicken that word, because that word will quicken the mortal spirit of man. So all I'm saying is, what did you get a chance to? I want to ask you this: did you get a chance to ask the brother? Did you get a chance to see what his condition of his heart was? Was he mocking God? Was he making fun of the Bible? I know his drinking was a bad witness, but I remember, and before you answer, I remember being drunk. I remember not being saved. I remember believing in God, but not thinking I needed Jesus. And it was Christmas Eve, and I was drinking, and everybody was drinking, and there was one preacher in the room, one minister. He was a saved brother. He was saved for real. He was sitting amongst us where we were drinking and smoking cigarettes, and I don't even know if we were smoking reefer or not. But the brother was there, and he was having a conversation. We were talking about God. And me, I was belligerent. I was like, well, I believe in God, but I don't believe that Jesus is the only way to God. And the brother was just being so patient with me, having this conversation. I was being very controversial with him, and he was being very loving and kind with me. But I remember that brother today. Even though I did not get converted on that day, I believe that a seed was planted. Because you know what happened to me that night, Evangelist? My daughter came in. She was outside getting the snow off of my car, and she came in the house with her boyfriend, who's her husband now. And I said, where are my keys? And she said, Mommy, we were carjacked. They put a gun in my face and told me to get out the car. And I tried to get my pocketbook. They said, no, leave your pocketbook there. They got in the car. I had an 88 Beretta. I'll never forget it. And they drove off in that car. And what all I'm saying is, even that quick in my heart, and I was like at a crossroads. I believe that brought me to a crossroads to make it more open for me to receive Jesus. At least I believe it was 2 years later. So I just said that to say that sometimes it will be liquor and drugs and smoking, but let God be in that environment. You know, God only knows the condition of this brother's heart, and I know it grieved you because it would have grieved me too. So I'm just asking, did you get a chance to talk to him to see what his heart condition was like?
To tell you the truth, before I give you the answer to that, you see, me myself, before my godson's mother got saved, okay, she used to mock me when I used to pray, you know, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, and the only thing I talked about is God, 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 and you know, she was drinking, she had her thing and everything, but through my, like you, the seed was planted in you through somebody else. I planted a seed in her life, but I continue planting until a point now she's serving the Lord with her kids. Now,
yeah.
In that part, I understand you and agree with you 100%, but I think me sitting down, hearing the whole conversation, first I believe in my heart that he was hurt because he talked negative about the ministers, the pastors,
oh,
the church. So it was a root of bitterness that is in his heart. But at the same time, and again, I believe this. I believe even there are things that a person who's not saved will have more sense, more respect than those that are backslide. They have a little conscience, but majority of them they don't, because he didn't. And again, by him talking and quoting scriptures and expounding it to the gentleman that was drunk also, who was cutting somebody's hair. If I didn't see the can of beer, I would say, wow, this guy's a Christian, because look at the way he talked, the way he expounded, like he was a Bible school teacher, but he had a good wisdom. But at the same time, he was drinking, and he talked bad about the faith. He talked bad about the pastors, the church. He called them... They say they're around deceiving people, you know, brainwashing. But at the same time, he's holding the Bible in his hand.
Yeah, so that was a different situation. Yeah.
Pastor, what I agree with what you said is, yes, there are people that might be drunk and read the Bible. I heard testimony that they find Bibles on the floor. They could be smoking, holding the Bible. Again, you know, by God's grace, they get saved. But at the same time, God will hold them account of the truth. And I think is that people that drink and they start reading the Bible, when they start receiving the truth, and the Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
Yes.
And the reason why some people are in that same condition is because they did not exactly get the truth. They could have got philosophy, they could get teachings, but they don't got the truth. And
Amen.
The truth is, when you receive Jesus and His truth, you know, it's like it's
it changes your life forever.
Yeah, because look what happened before they crucified Jesus. They asked him, "Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth." Okay, I heard what everybody say, but I want to know what is the truth. Because
Amen.
Because when they confronted, they knew what he was saying, because everything he said was backed with facts and witnesses. You know,
Amen.
And like I said, I felt bad what I did, but at the same time I said, "God, I cannot because they are splatting the blood that you shed for us on the cross.
Yes. Yes.
You know, if it was somebody else, you go, okay,
yes.
You know, that I could, you know, but the Savior's blood, he just splattered and said that what he believed, what he know, and what he had received was a waste of time. Because he went back
that's
to
what he was
family.
Saying. Amen. And that's what he was saying with his witness, with his
yeah.
life. We have another call. Evangelist, stay with us. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Area code 646, you're
God
on
bless.
The air. Welcome.
God bless. This is Pastor Frank. God bless Evangelist Jose.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. How are you today?
Good. I'm so glad and hearing, of course, always being blessed by your shows. To God be the glory. There's always anointing both in you, Evangelist Jose, and yourself. And I thank God for the words that Jose just gave about, you know, being set free. And today I'm having a segment on self-deliverance. And, of course, that's about being set free and going into the roots, you know,
yeah.
what is blocking us and delaying us from reaching, you know, the prize and being cleansed for the glory and honor of God and letting go and letting God. So
yeah.
I thank God that, you know, we all in one accord and we all one body and each of us is touching on, you know, issues and things that need to be touched on and need to be focused on. And we need to apply it and know that God is honoring us in doing these spiritual operations, because when we're talking about, you know, deliverance and being set free and doing what God wants us to do and not what we want to do, it's about
yes.
coming in the calling and the purpose that He has for us. And most importantly, He's calling on us to be faithful. He's coming for the faithful ones.
Yes.
And we need to be faithful in the things that God wants us to do. And we need to encourage each other and, you know that God knows our heart. And we need to bind our heart to His heart, bind our mind to His mind, and then we'll be more in the place that He wants us to be. But we allow things of this world to interfere, but we have to keep on understanding that to not only say the scriptures, but meditate on them and believe them. You know, the Word of God says we in this world, but not of this world. And when you get to the point that you know that you feel like you're not really in this world, then you're more into what He has called you to do and what He wants you to do. To God be the glory and honor.
Amen. To God be the glory. Pastor Anthony, that's just what you were talking about at the beginning of the segment, where you were saying we ask God, we look for God to do for us, but we need to ask ourselves, what can we do for God?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I just am so blessed by Evangelist Luciano. You know, as he was talking, I thought about when Jesus turned over the money tables and he had zeal for his Father's house. And I was prophetic that he had that zeal. But he said, you know, he looked upon the multitudes and saw them as sheep without a shepherd. So he had compassion. And one would probably say, well, why didn't he go in there and try to be diplomatic and tell them they were doing wrong by selling doves in the temple court and in the church? But there's, like I said, you got to differentiate and use discernment. And I was just so blessed, as the evangelist was just saying, leading someone to Christ, you know, through drinking and through mocking, but still loving her in a way that you just talked about, Pastor Rebecca, how we need to love unconditionally. Amen. And that's how we win
yeah.
them over. That's how we win them over with our testimony, because I used to drink. I used to get drunk. I used to get high. So now that God has taken drugs and alcohol from me, I have compassion for my brother or my sister. You know, it's not a struggle for some of us to smoke nicotine and we put down the marijuana or the crack. But as you just said, some are on their way to being free and free indeed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And the difference for me was, and the difference for me and I believe for Evangelist's mother was, the brother was sober. You know, the brother who was being a witness. Being a witness is not just what we say out of our mouths. Being a witness is what we do with our whole lives.
Amen.
And the brother was sober. He didn't pick up anything to drink. The smoke was blowing and the liquor was flowing, but he was sober. And I know Evangelist was sober when he was evangelizing to his relative as well. And that made the difference. Because, listen, people of God who are listening to us and who are streaming and people who will pick up the archive, listen, all we're saying is that people, when you evangelize people, they're going to follow your example. You're going to be the epistle. You're going to be the letter that they read. And if they read you wrong, you're going to be responsible for the way that they walk when they start walking wrong. So you have to make sure that you're standing uprightly and circumspectly before the Lord at all times and do everything that you do to the glory of God, so that this, what you've heard on the call today, on the broadcast today, won't be said about you. I mean, there are a lot of preachers who are in the pulpit, and they preach it, and they know they're sinning. We have Roland Zeminski here, and she has an awesome broadcast, and quite a few people who talk about these things, but don't let it be said of you that you're a Christian and that your witness is sin. We have 3 minutes. Pastor Fran, what is your URL for your web, your broadcast?
It is blogtalkradio.com/pastor-fran.
blogtalkradio.com/pastor-fran. And what time are you on?
5:30 today Eastern Time.
5:30 today Eastern Standard Time. Evangelist Luciano, did I hear you say you were doing the broadcast today?
Yeah, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's blogtalkradio.com/faithontheair.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And tune in to these two powerful vessels of God who have yielded. Their power is only in Christ, and they have yielded themselves to the Lord. Brother Reggie is on at 3 o'clock, so you have Evangelist Luciano at 2 p.m., at blogtalkradio.com/faithontheair. Brother Reggie's on from 3 to 5, blogtalkradio.com/brother-reggie. And then you have Pastor Fran at 5 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/pastor-fran. And that's all powerful. If you work at a desk, that's power for your day. Amen. Pastor Anthony, we have 2 minutes.
Praise God. I'm so glad that, you know, our callers came on and they're doing the work for the Lord. The Proverbs remind us that iron really does sharpen iron. So I just thank God for the people of God who are on the Lord's side today doing his will. You know, we're all in the same vineyard. We're on the Lord's side in the battlefield, and we're going to fight the good fight of faith. Amen.
People
Amen. They're running their race, and it says, you know, we can't run with the footmen. We're never going to run with horses. So I just thank God that we're running the pace that God has us on in this season. And if you stay true to God, he says he is faithful to those who are faithful to him. So
Amen.
I pray, and as we open the broadcast, it is a season of giving. And as we still look to God, you know, to give us what we believe in him for, let us offer up something to him as well. Again, I told you, he told me to cut off the radio and everything on my way to work. I think he's telling me to do it on my way home also. But cut off the TV, cut off the radio, you know, just put the cell phone on mute. We just have so much going on. We just need to tune everybody out and tune God in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm going to take a minute to pray. We'll be back on Thursday for Woman to Woman right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to pray We're going to pray for Evangelist Luciano and for some of you in the chat room. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name today. Lord, we just worship you and you are alive. You are the air that we breathe. I thank you right now for Evangelist Luciano, Father God, and I pray a prayer of healing over his life right now. You said by your stripes we are healed, Lord, and you have borne our infirmities. So, Lord, we thank you right now that he, Father God, is walking into the manifestation of his healing, even as this prayer is going over the airways. Father God, touch his body, Father God, and redeem him from the spirit of sickness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for healing his pastor, Father God, as she, Father God, is in the hospital with bronchitis, Father God. We come against the spirit of sickness, Father God, for all those who are listening to the sound of our voice right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for favor in the area of Brother Will, even as he seeks employment, Lord. And we pray, Father God, over every listener, Lord, that they will be witnesses, Father God, of the blood that was shed on Calvary, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you for each and every person, and even for those who don't yet believe, Father God, that your word will have planted a seed of faith in their hearts on today so they too can be saved and go on to eternal life with you. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for Pastor Fran and all who are assembled together in the chat room and even listening via the archive and streaming on today. We thank you for Pastor Emily and myself, Evangelist Luciano, and his manifestation of healing. We thank you in advance for healing him, God. And we come to you with this prayer in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you, Pastor Fran. I will see
everyone.
You both later on. Amen.
God.
Praise the Lord. And everybody else, go in peace and serve the Lord. Trust God. Amen. Hallelujah.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you.